This is Ozarks at Large. September is Hunger Action Month, and this year food insecurity has increased across the nation because of the pandemic. To help address hunger among children, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is issuing a waiver to help schools continue feeding kids through the end of the year. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
The USDA's Food and Nutrition Service is extending a suite of nationwide waivers for the Summer Food Service Program and Seamless Summer Option through the end of 2020 or until funding runs out. This includes allowing meals to be served in all areas and at no cost, permitting meals to be served outside of typically required group settings and mealtimes, waiving meal pattern requirements as necessary, and allowing parents and guardians to pick up meals for their children. Ali Maracek, Director of Child Nutrition for Fayetteville Public Schools, says this is just the latest in a series of waivers that have come down since March.
The most recent waiver is for us to continue our seamless summer program, so our summer program that we normally offer through the school year, which extends our free meals to anyone birth to 18 years of age, whether they're affiliated with Fayetteville Public Schools, whether they live in Fayetteville. Anyone can come get a free meal from us.
FPS is offering the meals through its five-day meal pack program.
We do ask for a pre-order, but it's been going very well so far. And so families affiliated with Fayetteville Public Schools can use our existing My School Bucks, the pre-order. And then community members not affiliated with Fayetteville Public Schools, they'll just call our office and we'll add them to the list every week. It's pretty simple. We just ask if they would like milk with their meal and what time they'd like to pick it up. We've added an evening pickup time. So, and it's easy as that.
Through the program, the district can provide five breakfasts and five lunches for a total of 10 meals per child per week. Because it's open to any child, Maracek says a parent who has one student enrolled in school and perhaps a two-year-old at home can also get meals for the two-year-old through this initiative. The district is not responsible for raising any additional funding for the extra meals. They just claim the meals and receive federal reimbursement. Maracek says opting into the new waiver is a win-win situation.
It's really great for our program to opt into that because we're feeding more kids. That brings more reimbursement into my program and our district. So we're meeting needs and funding our program.
According to a press release from the USDA, the department has been asked to fund the initiative through the entire school year, but says, quote, "We are obligated to not spend more than is appropriated by Congress," end quote. The summer waiver extensions are based on current data estimations. Over 6 months, partners across the country have supported nearly 80,000 sites, handing out meals at a higher reimbursement rate than the traditional school year program. Ali Maracek, Director of Child Nutrition for Fayetteville Public Schools, says her district has been able to serve thousands of meals since schools first closed in the spring.
Since the shutdown of Fayetteville Public Schools on March 16th through the beginning of August, so through our summer program, we have served over 165,000 meals on 109 serving days. So, and it was the largest summer program we've ever had. I mean, we served about three times what we normally do. So I do think the need is there and probably increasing because it will take some time for our communities to recover. So we're happy to be there.
Maracek says they're still finalizing numbers for how many students are qualified for free and reduced lunches for the school year. At the end of last year, FPS was at about 38%. 3 weeks into the new school year, that number is already at 31%, and she expects it to go up.
The need has increased. We're seeing families that, you know, we kind of know our families, you know, we get to know them in the serving lines and everything. And so we've had new families call and, you know, they'll call or they'll come to the site and they'll just, you know, they're very honest. They're like, I've never done this before. How do I apply for meal benefits? How do I order these meal packs? Now I'm here. What do I do? And we're very happy to educate them on the process. I mean, it's kind of nice to have conversations on the phone and explain the whole process and the program because it can be sometimes a complicated program, but we're here to simplify and, you know, increase access to these things.
More information about enrolling in the free meals program is available by visiting fayar.net or by calling 479-684-5091. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The USDA is continuing to take steps to ensure people are being fed. On September 21st, the USDA announced the extension of more than a dozen flexibilities to help participants in the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children continue receiving food and health support during the pandemic. Without the extension, the flexibilities would have expired at the end of the month. More information on these waivers, along with those that have been approved since the start of the pandemic, available at fns.usda.gov/coronavirus.